know, once in a while I do extra work.
Okay, yeah, on TV shows and things like that.
Yeah, so extra work is basically it's background. I mean, I still call it extra work because I love the word extra. Like, I'm such an extra. It's so extra. Mm-hmm. But they actually call it background acting work. And they actually give you things to do. You're not just standing there. Sometimes you have to pretend to be, like one time I was on Law & Order. I was in a pizza shop and I was having a fight with the person I was sitting at a table with. And they were like, you know, you guys are yelling at each other, but not, you know, you can't yell loudly, but they give you stuff. They want you to act that you can't just sit there. Once in a while, I'll get something where I just literally have to walk back and forth and they pay you to do that. Like, that's the stuff I like because I don't like when they make you act. But I got a call to do the show Younger. This is the one. This is Darren Star. This is he did Sex and the City, and the follow-up show now is called Younger, and it's in season 7. This is the 7th season. Mm-hmm. So they're shooting it here in the city. And now, it used to be they would tell you, like, just come, it's one day, here's what we're paying you, here's the union rate, and let us know if you can do it. Now, because of COVID, it's 2 days. One day, you have to go get a COVID test.
Oh, really?
And, but they pay you. And then sometimes there's wardrobe. So it's a COVID test, wardrobe, and a shoot date. Now you've got 3 days they're paying you for. Mm-hmm. So there was a Law & Order last week that was outdoors. I couldn't do it just because the date didn't work out. Like, outdoors, I'll totally do. This is indoors, and you're supposed to be in a yoga studio, and you're supposed to be doing yoga. Like, that's the scene where you're one of the background people who's doing yoga in the class while whatever, you know, the characters are in the midst of. Mm-hmm. I really was like, should I do it? Even if I get the COVID test and I'm negative and everybody in the room is negative, you can have a negative test and still be positive. And just because somebody took the test on Tuesday doesn't mean they didn't contract the disease on Wednesday. And now here I am with them on Thursday.
Right.
It feels like, I don't know. It feels too dangerous. It feels like not even worth the money to spend one day standing in the background of Younger that I could potentially get COVID. My boyfriend said, just do it. It's one day. Like, stay away from people. You'll be fine. You'll wear a mask. And then when they say action, you'll take the mask off. It'll be fine. You'll be tested. They'll be tested. It's one day. The numbers are really low in New York. You're good. My dad was like, I will give you the money to not do it. Like, whatever they're paying you, I'll pay you that to not do it.
Right.
So what do you think?
You can't hide all the time. You got to live your life. It's not worth it to hide from this.
No, it's not hiding. Some things are risks worth taking and some are not. I mean, I go for bike rides all the time. I'm in the park with hundreds of people, you know, and I'm wearing a mask and I'm biking by people and I'm not that worried about COVID while I'm out and biking. Mm. So that's a risk I'm willing to take. But being enclosed in a room
with
doing
strangers.
Yoga with a bunch of strangers all day.
I don't know. I'm going to work every single day. I'm working around people.
No, you're in an office by yourself. You're not sharing a cubicle.
I know. I'm still meeting with people, though. I mean, there's still people coming in and out of my office. I had a girl sitting at my desk today. So I don't know her from Adam. She was doing something on my computer. She probably has the COVID. I don't know. She looked like she had the COVID. I don't know. but I'm not getting to the point where I'm hiding from it. I can't live my life like that.
No, anymore. I'm not hiding. This isn't hiding. This is like, is this a risk worth taking? If they were going to give me a permanent role on Younger, of course I would take it.
Right.
I would do it in a heartbeat. But is it worth for me to be there one day in a room full of strangers exercising, you know, just to be in the background on a television show for a couple of hundred bucks? Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's a risk worth taking.
Yeah, because now it's not one day, it's 3 days. So you're going to have to go somewhere, get a test. Then you got to do.
Then I got to go to wardrobe.
Right. And then so it's 3 days. So I don't know. I mean, I to me, it's different. I'm just whatever. I'm going.
Yeah, but it's 3 days. And each time I'm with a different group of people that I don't know if they've been tested or not tested. Do you know what I mean? It's
right.
Ostensibly, the people that are in the room, in the yoga room, in the end, like, they also are getting tested on Tuesday. So presumably, they're all negative also. Mm-hmm. But what about, you know, the key grip or the camera guy or the makeup ladies, or, you know, it's, I feel like it's a, on a television set, there's a lot of people around. I mean, a lot of people around. You'd be shocked. Like, I've been on so many of these sets at this point. There are so many people standing. It's like, what do all these people even do? Like, that guy just holds tape. Like literally masking tape and duct tape. Like, his job is to hold duct tape.
if it was anybody else, I would say do it, but it's you, and I'm just waiting for you to get it, because you have to have everything that's hot and hip, and and anything that's in the new, you got to own it, you got to be there, you got to have it. So,
no, I would have had it already, but now it's too late. Like, getting COVID in March was cool, but getting COVID in October,
not so cool.
Not so cool.
Well, I heard today.
Actually, even dumber. Like, if you got it in the beginning because we didn't know anything, like, that was cool. But by now, we all know so much. We know how to avoid it. If you're getting COVID now, then you're just an idiot.
I heard today from a doctor that 30% of the tests are false negative.
Well, there you go. That's why I don't want to do it.
So so you put three people in a room, one of them has COVID.
Okay, well, this is going to be about 40 people in a room.
You have to have everything that's hip, so I'm just waiting for it to happen. I'm waiting for that conversation because I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
No, uh-uh.
It's not going to be bad. It's going to be a sniffle, but I know it's coming.
I wear two masks if I'm going to be around other people now. I don't take any risks. No, that's one of the things I'm not going to... I like to get on the bandwagon of stuff, but it's that I'm not going to get on the bandwagon with. It's not cool to have COVID. Also, like I said, it was cool in March, but here we are months later. Too late.
Mm-hmm.
They're sold out.
There's still going to be part of you that says, yeah, I can talk about it for years. I had it. Yeah, I can boast about that I had COVID and I turned out. I'm just waiting for it.
I didn't have Ebola, and it was right here at the hospital around the corner from me. I never got Ebola.
You probably thought you had it four times.
Well, that's true. I did think I had it.
And swine flu, you had that.
I was sure I had that, but I didn't.
Right. So I'm pretty sure you think you have all this.
Look who you're talking to. I'm the biggest hypochondriac. You don't want me to have something.
How many times when you were, let's say, sexually active back in the day with a bunch of different, did you think you had AIDS?
Oh, yeah, I was sure I had it. In fact, any time that I would have to go for a test, I'd bring a friend with me because I was afraid to get the result by myself.
And did you know the guy that gave it to you?
No, I didn't have AIDS.
No, I'm saying in your head, you knew the guy, if it did come up, that gave it to you.
Yeah, there were several options.
Yeah.
There's like three or four guys. I was like, any one of them could have given me AIDS.
Yeah,
for sure.
I can look back to like four different girls that I'm I'm pretty sure I could go back and go, if she didn't, she had something. If it wasn't age, it was gonorrhea. It was something that that I got from her. So yeah, I can just imagine you thinking you have AIDS, you have gonorrhea, and you're pregnant all the time.
Right. I did think all those things all the time. I still do.